Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're going to start off this morning by checking our ISU Extension Master Gardener's garden calendar. We've had some beautiful weather the last several days, and if you're able to get out and enjoy your garden or yard space this time of year, it's a great reminder on some things you may want to be looking for. If you did get some early season crops planted and you have things like lettuce, carrots, beet, or radish seedlings beginning to emerge, now is a great time to thin those out to about 2 inches apiece instead of the tightly planted cluster that often gets lined up in those rows. As you start to determine which might be viable plants, you want to thin them out a little bit to give them a little bit room to grow. Also, as we celebrated Arbor Day this past Friday, I want to encourage folks to get out and enjoy many of the beautiful flowering trees that are around. If it's a quick drive around town or enjoying the beautiful flowering trees on your own property, enjoying the sweet smell of spring is a great way to get some time outdoors for a little bit during this beautiful time of year and lift your spirits as well. If you've got tulips and daffodils in your yard that are beginning to be done blooming for the season, a reminder to remove the spent flowers on those, but leave the foliage intact so it can help make the bulbs of those plants strong and they will grow again next year. As we turn early May, as we get to May at the end of this week, believe it or not, a reminder that if you are planting young seedlings or starts that you've gotten from a greenhouse or started indoors and you're planning to take those outdoors, you want to make sure and acclimate those for several days, harden them off before taking them directly from the warm, temperature-controlled, and wind-free indoor environment to the outdoors. You can do that by setting them in a protected area for several days, letting them get used to the wind and the changes in temperature before you plant them in a full sun, high wind location. If you want more details on hardening off plants, you can give us a call or find that information on our website as well. Also, a reminder that as we get into May and start getting more rain events and the likelihood of freezing goes down, you may want to purchase or reinstall your rain gauge to help assist you in watering decisions as the growing season goes on. And as we get further into May and close to Mother's Day, you can begin planting tomatoes, peppers, and eggplants outdoors as we get into that second and third week of May and get away from the last standard frost date here in Iowa. And again, for more information on recommended planting dates, you can find all of that information on the Extension website, one of our many publications on planting and harvesting dates, or of course, we're always happy to help you if you want to give the office a call. A quick note, due to the coronavirus pandemic situation, the Cass County Master Gardener's plant sale, which is normally held on the Saturday prior to Mother's Day, will not be happening this year. The Master Gardeners do plan to have a fall plant sale, so be sure to watch for that. More information to come on the date once that gets set, but we will not be having our May plant sale to keep everyone safe and healthy this year. Also, as we continue offering online learning opportunities, we have a couple opportunities coming up for youth that I want to share with you. We are just getting underway with our online youth gardening club. We had a great sign up for that. We'll be getting started this week. If you did not get signed up and you would still like to, you can do that by going to the Cass County Extension website, and you'll find the information there. We also just opened up registration for a program called the Mindful Teen, From Surviving to Thriving in a Busy World. This workshop series is going to be held online in a private group conversation setting. It is open to grades 7 through 12. Youth will participate in 6 sessions discussing the concept of mindfulness, how to manage stress and well-being, the benefits of mindfulness, identify areas in their life where they can apply this to improve everything from well-being to relationships to academic and extracurricular performance, and will end by setting long-term self-care and mindfulness goals. There is no cost to participate in either of these online youth programs, and for more information, I invite you to visit the Cass County Extension website or call our office to get signed up. Of course, we are still here in the Cass County Extension office, willing to serve you. We are not currently open to the public for walk-in traffic, but we'd be more than happy to answer your phone calls at 712-243-1132 or reply to emails if you email xcas@iastate.edu or visit our website to look up individual staff emails and find the staff person who can best assist you. Of course, a lot of information programs on our Cass County Extension website and our Cass County Extension Facebook page. I do encourage you to check both of those regularly as we're providing regular updates on programs and resources going on here in Cass County. Check all of those out and we'll see you again next week. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson for Cass County Extension.